I'm Bill Littlefield. Next week on Only a Game, a father and daughter clash and then reconcile over Notre Dame football. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The mystique regarding the San Francisco Giants had them winning the World Series in even-numbered years, this one included, but apparently the bullpen didn't buy into that theory in Game 3 on Tuesday.
No, they collapsed. But luckily, the Los Angeles Dodgers had a gifted reliever named Clayton Kershaw to step in.
That's right. Anyway, that's pouring salt in the wounds when the Giants fall short and the Dodgers advance. That's just, you know, it goes all the way back to Brooklyn, New York, so... Have you any predictions regarding what happens from here on out in these playoffs?
Do I dare say it? The Chicago Cubs are your 2016 World Series champions.
I certainly hope so. I really do. And then I want to see Theo Epstein leave the front office in a gorilla suit again.
Not just that, but walk away from baseball and make his living as a guitarist. My work here is
what
finished.
What more can I do? Yes. Exactly. Auston Matthews scored 4 times in his first game in the National Hockey League. Is it fair to say that only the Toronto Maple Leafs could have created something other than a happy ending for this story?
They lost the freaking game!
5-4.
Auston Matthews already knows the essential existential question of every Toronto Maple Leaf star for the last 50 years. What more can I do?
Why am I here? That's right.
I picture him in his bedroom of whatever his newly purchased condo in Toronto is, with one of those prison calendars where he's marking off the months till it's time to be a free agent.
Well, either that or he's doing that, counting off and saying, next 6 goals. Next game I score 6 goals.
But his jersey is selling like hotcakes.
Absolutely, and why not? Colin Kaepernick is back in action at quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. But first, he had to let the team off the hook regarding the contract that they had given him. It was a contract that would have paid him next year if he had played this year and gotten hurt. Who were the winners and losers in this deal?
Well, Colin Kaepernick's agent deserves whatever Oscar they give out in the Academy of Agent Arts and Sciences. Because basically, it's a contract written on the presumption that Colin Kaepernick would not play for the 49ers this year. And lo and behold, he sort of has to.
Exactly. All right, Charlie, it's quiz time. With regard to the National Football League's campaign to convince us that pro football is safer than it used to be, who said the following this week? Quote, "We don't go by these new, very much softer NFL rules. Oh. Got a little ding on the head? No, you can't play for the rest of the season. Our people are tough."
That would be the Republican nominee for president, Bill, who, by the way, has already killed off one professional football league in his career.
That's right, single-handedly.
That's right, almost alone, destroyed the USFL, and apparently has taken more dings to the head than he's willing to count.
We learned this week that Oklahoma State has been named college football's national champion for 1945. You're going to have to explain that one to me.
Yeah, the American Football Coaches Association is awarding national championships for the time that it didn't have a coaches poll. So the first program to be retroactively awarded one was the school once known as Oklahoma A&M, who went 9-0 and beat Oklahoma 47-0 in Norman, and then went on to defeat St. Mary's in the Sugar Bowl, which has to be St. Mary's' only bowl game.
New York Knicks star Carmelo Anthony, dissatisfied with Slam Magazine. I'm not sure I want to know why, but tell me anyway.
Well, they were ranking the 100 best players, and they only ranked him 15th. And this sounds like something that, you know, gets you fired if you're a movie publicist or something.
Showbiz is showbiz, I guess.
Showbiz be showbiz, exactly.
Last week, there was a charity match of the stars in Rome, and it was called the Pope's Match for Peace. And so all things peaceful transpired, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely not. Diego Maradona.
No, they shouldn't have invited him.
If you have a pope from Argentina, you can't very well not invite Diego Maradona.
Oh.
But that having been said, he got in a fight, a match for peace.
It was a match for mostly peace.
That's right.
It was okay. And finally, Charlie.
I love this story. I'm sorry.
In order to help the NBA build its brand across the world, the Houston Rockets and the New Orleans Pelicans played an exhibition game in China recently. And of course, everybody behaved themselves very well on the international stage, I'm sure.
Bobby Brown, the point guard, okay, God love him, went to the Great Wall of China and then put up an Instagram post of a picture of the graffiti he signed on the Great Wall of China, which consisted of his name and his number.
Just so there'd be no confusion. Couldn't have been another Bobby Brown.
Yeah, not the singer. No. Bobby, dude, first of all, the Great Wall of China is not an abandoned boxcar, okay? Second of all, it is also not a basketball. You don't have to, if you're going to sign your name on the Great Wall of China, which you shouldn't do, you don't have to include your number. The Emperor Zhao doesn't care.
I'm going to stop with shouldn't do. I think that's where it all... You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.